It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening.
He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Oh, good Sunday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Here on this Lord's Day, this June the 1st, I have a special announcement, and I'm going to go ahead and give it right now. I declare that I am going radical. I am now in a radical mood. I believe the Holy Ghost is in a radical mood. I'm celebrating. Gene and I are celebrating this month, the month of June, 49 years in ministry. And I started preaching in June of 1966, Southside Assembly of God Church, Wichita Falls, Texas, after I'd been called to preach in that month, 1966. A guy by the name of Kern Choate gave me an invitation. Does anybody know where Kern Choate is? I'd like to talk to him and thank him for helping me get started by giving me an opportunity to preach on a Saturday night at a youth service there at Southside Assembly of God, Wichita Falls, Texas. Delighted to have you listening. We have a lot to pray about today. There's a lot going on in our nation, and I believe this summer is a very strategic summer. Of all summers that we've ever experienced, I know that a lot of people are just looking to hang out, but there are some forces that maybe we are not aware of that are in motion. This summer, the Supreme Court is about to make a decision that could change everything for the church. The church is under great persecution, and, you know, we need to pray. We must pray. And the Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. So we're going to pray. Father, we pray right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we pray in the name of the Lord that you would come and minister in this broadcast today here on BPN Radio. And you, Holy Spirit, would anoint this service today in the name of Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit, and work in our lives today in the name of the Lord. Anoint me, your servant. Anoint me, your servant, to lead prayer today on this first day of June. And we do want to welcome churches across America, different places of the world that are praying with us. We have a couple of new churches. We have some new churches that are praying with us. We have Iglesia Generación Victoris in California. I'm not very good at my Spanish, am I? Christ Fellowship, Loxahatchee, Florida, Grace Revolution Church, Garland, Texas, Victory Church, Yukon, Oklahoma, Life Church TV, Lake Worth, Florida, Sheffield Family Life Center in Kansas City and Missouri, and churches all across America that are praying with us. If you're not praying with us, if your church is not represented, you go to letspraymerica.com, letspraymerica.com, and you can sign up and get your city and your church, as well as yourself, represented here to help us pray. We believe in God for 1,000 cities. We now have 1,033 churches. We believe in God for 1,000 prayer groups. Believe in God for 1,000 prayer leaders in 1,000 cities with 1,000 locations. And we'll tell you more about that. Why are we raising our voice? Because we believe that we are in an emergency time in America. We believe it's an emergency. And you say, well, what is the emergency? Well, I could name a list of them. But one of the things I want to say is we're in an emergency in America because we have now 4,000 churches in America that are closing their doors every year. And you may have heard that the Comanche call, Dr. Larry Martin and I were going to the church that we grew up in Comanche, but the church has been without a pastor and been able to find a pastor, and they're out of finances. The utilities have been shut off, and we don't have access to that church now. So the Comanche call for June 25-26 has been canceled, and I am quite sad about that. But it also alerts me to the fact that we have 4,000 churches in America that are closing every year. And the total mosque that are now opening in America is, in fact, the last 10 years, they're up 74%. The number of mosques is up 74% since 2000, in the last few years. So 4,000 Christian churches are closing doors every year while hundreds of mosques are being built. We now have over 2,000 mosques in America with over 2 million attendees. And this includes a $100 million mosque that has been built by the Turkish government in Lanham, Maryland. You say, well, we do have freedom of religion. Exactly, freedom of religion. But what am I saying? I am saying that while we have an increase in mosques, the Muslim population and those attending mosque on a major incline, we have churches in America, the attendance and churches closing are on a major decline. What does that say? What does that say to me? That says to me, ladies and gentlemen, that we have an emergency. We have an emergency. And I just want to declare and decree it today. And I just want you to listen to this word that I want to share with you today, that I believe that God is desiring to pour out His Spirit upon this nation. But at the moment, we have an emergency.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Skies of blue and clouds of white.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a special alert. We have an emergency.
It's an emergency. We need a Holy Ghost invasion, absolutely, to change this apathetic feel-good.
That this is not your ordinary run-of-the-mill recession. We are going through the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression.
What's right is now wrong, and what's wrong is now right.
A powerful new missile roars off a launch site in Russia, a potential threat to America.
To talk about sin, a man is in happy feeling, any condemnation. We want to live as we do, and we do as we please.
Georgia is under attack from its neighbor Russia.
Saying Israel would soon be wiped off the earth's face. Ahmadinejad also called the U.S. a satanic power that, with God's will, would be annihilated.
We do not consider ourselves a Christian nation.
Whatever we once were, we are no longer a Christian nation. No longer a Christian nation. No longer a Christian nation.
Let's pray, America. Second Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land."
My name is Dale Gentry. Gene and I want you and other fellow Americans to join us in praying for our nation. It's time to pray, America.
Hey, this is Luke Ridenour, point guard for the Milwaukee Bucks. I pray with Dale Gentry, and you can too. Let's pray, America.
Hi, I'm Brittany.
Hi, I'm Jordan. We like to pray with our papa.
And you can too. Let's pray, America.
Hey, I'm Caleb. I'm a hockey player. And I pray with Dr. Gentry. And you can too. Let's pray, America.
I'm Mallory, and I'm a singer. And I pray with Dr. Gentry. And you can too. Let's pray, America.
Hi, I'm David Remedios. I'm a surgeon. I pray with Dr. Gentry, and so can you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Smith. I'm a dermatologist, and I pray with Dale Gentry, and you can too. Let's pray, America.
Hi, I'm Mike Nelson. And I'm Dan Griffin, and we pray with Dale Gentry, and you can too. Let's pray, America.
Hi, I'm Tom, and I'm a businessman. I pray with Dale Gentry. Let's pray, America.
Hello, my name is Frank James Mazapika. I am in prayer and covenant with Dale Gentry and his beautiful wife, Jean. We pray together, though we are miles apart.
I'm Pastor Tom Peters. I pray with Dale Gentry, and you can too.
Let's pray America. Let's pray America, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to pray for our nation. And you can pray with me. And how do I do that? Well, you can pray here on BPN Radio 24 hours a day and tell your friends. And you can also pray with me by signing up for my daily prayers that I send out every day and have for approximately the last 3 years. So you get a daily prayer by email, and you can just sign up by going to letsprayamerica.com, and you can sign up there. Sign up your church if you want to, and your city, and you can pray with me. So you pray with me here on BPN Radio. You can pray with me by receiving an email every day. You can also pray with me on Facebook, and you can pray with me on our website. We also have Spanish translation for our website at letspreyamerica.com. That is in English and Spanish, and the prayers every day are sent out by Evelyn Gastelum, and she puts those out in Spanish every day. So you can pray with me because I believe that God has called me to be a prayer leader. I started leading prayer in 1967. I've been leading national prayer for 30 years. So we got to pray, America. We must pray. Well, I believe that that prayer changes things. And I'm just going to keep giving the message. And the message is that we're going to pray. And I'm believing for 1,000 prayer groups, calling for people all across America to pray. Because I believe that Christianity is under attack. There's a war on Christianity going on. And we must pray. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And there is a call to pray. There's a call to pray to America, and there's a call to pray to all nations of the world. And so I just believe that we're going to respond to it. Here's Noel Richards. It's a call to pray. calling all nations. Calling all nations to help us pray. Come and help us pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Help us pray that the church in this nation will awaken to what is going on in our land. And no longer will we just have services filled with motivational speeches and planned programs. But we, Lord, we pray right now, Lord, that Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost services will be witnessed all across America, where the Holy Spirit comes in and we begin to respond to the leadership of the Holy Ghost, giving an opportunity for people to be saved or people to be healed, where the leader begins to say, I sense the Holy Spirit is saying there are people that need to get right with God at this very moment. And the pastors and leaders will get up and say, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that we need to receive an offering for a family that's going through a difficult time here in our church. Or I hear the Holy Spirit saying that we need just to spend time on our knees waiting in prayer. And so I believe there is a call. There is a call for radical change to happen. There are many changes happening. And I believe today there's a call for a radical change in the way that we do church. I believe that many people are bored with life and they're bored with church. And I know that the only thing that's going to change is for this nation to pray in Jesus' name, for there to be prayer gatherings all across the land. I do want to invite you to Austin, Texas, July the 19th through 21st. Leland and I will be hosting the Austin Music and Prayer Gathering, and that will be at Jubilee Christian Center, Sunday through Tuesday, July the 19th through 21. If you'd like to donate to this broadcast, to Breakout Prayer Network, you can go down to you go to bpnradio.com, click on the donate button. But right now we're going to pray. And what if his people pray?
Vowed to set the captive free and not let Satan have one more. What if the church for heaven's sake finally stepped up to the plate, took a stand upon God's promise and stormed hell's rusty gates? What if his people prayed? Up to lead the way, then maybe kids in school could pray and unborn children see light of day. What if the light that we pursue came from a hunger for the truth? What if the family turned to Jesus, stopped asking Oprah what to do? What if his people prayed? If only we would pray.
Lord, we just declare today that we are a people called by your name, that we are going to pray, and we are going to seek your face with our whole heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. And Lord, we're just going to pray. We're just going to pray. Would you pray with me right now? Father, we pray. We pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. We know that's going to happen when people make it a very specific priority to pray for our nation. But we know that can happen as individuals pray. In Jesus' name, people get on their knees and pray, because we know the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. It's going to happen, Lord, when churches begin to gather and pray specifically for prayer for our nation as they pray together, where church leaders begin to call their people to times of prayer, where they schedule weekly prayer times where they only gather to pray. And then, Father God, we know that the other way to pray is where people that have this great passion to pray and believe there's still hope for America, they call other people to pray with them at least on a weekly basis. And they pray for specific needs in this nation, specific needs in this land. And so we believe, Lord, we believe that there is hope for our nation. There is hope for our land as your people, which are called by your name, humble themselves and pray and seek your face, turn from their wicked ways. You said you would hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and you would heal their land. And Father, we pray, we call upon other nations of the world to help us pray. Nations that are listening to this broadcast, the power of internet radio going around the world, people listening in nations of the world. In fact, we have now 71 nations that are praying with us on BPN, the United States. And then we have the United Kingdom, England and Scotland and Wales and Ireland. And then third of all, there's Brazil, and then Germany and Canada and France and Italy and China and South Africa and Indonesia and Belgium and India, Malaysia, Australia, Portugal, South Korea, Russia, Hong Kong, Philippines, Mexico, Spain, Netherlands, Norway, Turkey, Guatemala, Colombia, Chile, Venezuela, Puerto Rico, Pakistan, Bahamas, Argentina, Angola, Serbia, Poland, Romania, Uganda, Thailand, Vietnam, New Zealand, Honduras, Jamaica, Aruba, Guadalupe, Dominica, Paraguay, Uruguay, Suriname, Cape Verde, Burkina Faso, Niger, Switzerland, Europe, Austria, Croatia, Macedonia, Greece, the Republic of Moldova, Burundi, Sudan, Lebanon, Kenya, Georgia, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Nepal, Singapore, of the nations. Thank you for praying with us for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, because we believe that America, you will rise again. Here's Kathy Strong.
Such mighty men that would build a nation founded on God's word. Against you, what you stood for and what your freedom brings. Well, they have tried to rob our faith in a country that is great, but with the grace of God, we will take a stand.
Here you have Kathy Strong, America, You'll Rise Again. That was our theme song for a number of years when we were on television, national television. And, wow, that's a lot of work. Here we are on radio, internet radio, being heard around the world, praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. Believe in God for 1,000 cities. We already have 1,000 churches that are praying with us, 1,000 cities. And 1,000 prayer groups. If you'd like to be a prayer leader or like to include your prayer group that's already going in your church or wherever it may be, then you just go to bpnradio.com. I'm on there right now. BPN Radio, go to the blue skies, 1,000 BPN prayer leaders. Click on that. Put your name, your city, state, country, your email address, the location of your prayer meeting. If it's in a church, campus, gym, storefront, Facebook, wherever it may be, and then indicate whether your prayer group is public or private. And we will include you in the 1,000 prayer groups across America. And we've just been going for the last 2 or 3 weeks, but we are gaining momentum. We're gaining momentum. And so I want to encourage you to join us, if you will. I'd like to take a few moments just to recognize some people that are leading prayer. in different geographical locations. And I think that is very, very important. And so you can be on the list of 1,000 prayer leaders, and we'll put you on the list of where your prayer group is. If it's private, of course, we will not announce the location. We'll just put private on there. But I do want to recognize Phil Brown is leading a prayer group at Cleburne Family Fellowship in Cleburne, Texas. And Kelly Reed, who's leading a private location, Kansas City, Missouri. Jack Mooring, leading a prayer group at New River Fellowship in Franklin, Tennessee. And Easy and Lena Jones, leading a prayer group at Generation Jesus Church, Sugarland, Texas. Cody Anderson, leading a prayer group at Faith Center Fellowship, Mino, Oklahoma. Billy Burns is a private location in North Richland Hills, Texas. Gary Patterson is leading a prayer group at Great Grace Revival Ministry, Blairsville, Georgia. Art Evans, leading a group at Christian Worship Center, San Diego, California. Lawrence Neeson at Destiny Christian Center, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Judy Dodson, Temple Baptist Church, Burn, North Carolina. Cheryl Ortiz, leading a group on Facebook, Manford, Oklahoma. Tracy Johnson, leading a prayer group at Saskatoon Christian Center, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. And we have others. Chuck Pelham, leading a group, New Harvest Church, Clewiston, Florida. So all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, and there is the 1,000 BPN prayer centers, and you just submit that registration. All you have to do is just register, and we will recognize your group. Why are we doing this? Because we must have revival in America, and we must do some specific praying. We must do some specific praying for churches in America. You heard me announce not long ago that 4,000 churches are closing every year in America. So I have my computer out at 76 churches a week. 76 churches a week that are closing their doors in America. That's an emergency. Somebody said, well, why are you keep saying emergency? Well, that's an emergency. And we know that some of this is because there are mega churches that are now franchising. And I hope you don't get offended by that, but I prophesied it years ago before it ever started happening that churches, mega church, there would be churches that would grow into mega churches, have thousands of members, plenty of money, plenty of finances, and they would begin to franchise what they're doing take that franchise to other cities, and they would send somebody there to manage the gathering. And not a local pastor, but someone that has been sent there that would have the same philosophy and would actually duplicate what megachurches are doing. Now that is beginning to spread across America. And as it was in the days of Ma and Pa operations in restaurants, where fast food restaurants and others came in to cities and the Ma and Pa's were shut down. So as a result, so many small churches who cannot compete with mega churches that are coming into their small town or their area and bringing a full staff, bringing plenty of finances. Consequently, a lot of local churches are being shut down. And you say, well, is that a problem? Well, I believe that there are people that have a vision for a certain town and a certain place, and they go there called by God. I'm not saying the others do not have a vision, the mega churches, but the local church, I just believe the local church is very, very important, where people go to church and they're watching a guy in a city maybe hundreds of thousands of miles away who is preaching every sermon, not a local pastor that knows their name. So I know that I'm treading on dangerous ground, but I'm getting more radical, more bold, because now I'm celebrating this month 49 years in the ministry. So we need to pray for churches. And you heard me say that the Comanche call at Grace Fellowship in Comanche has been canceled because that church has been without a pastor for a while, not able to find a pastor, and they don't have any finances to operate. They've had to turn the electricity off, shut the electricity off. They're behind on their electrical bill. And so we had to cancel the meeting. And that is sad, but it's also a wake-up call that we have churches and cities all in towns, particularly small towns, all across America that are shutting their doors, lack of finances, lack of someone that will go there and sacrifice. And so I pray right now. Would you help me pray? Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for pastors all across America that are struggling. Their church is struggling financially. And we know that change has come because so many people now do not have a certain local church. They may attend different churches at different times, and they may not be committed to one local church. They may not be paying their tithe to that church. Consequently, so many churches are suffering financially, and so many pastors are having to be bivocational, and they work in the day and preach at night. And some of these men have become discouraged and despondent, people leaving the church, Jezebel spirits getting in and causing division and trying to speak above the pastor and to try to control and manipulate the congregation. Lord, I pray for churches. I know that my dad pastored small churches when I was growing up. I saw the struggle there. I didn't want to be a preacher. I wanted to be a radio announcer. That's why I went to school, became an engineer and radio sportscaster, broadcaster, and news person, disc jockey, because I did not want to do it. But when I began to pray in 1966, Lord, you called me to preach. And I said yes. And my wife said yes. And Lord, we're not just starting down the road. And we don't know everything, but we have learned a few things. And we know when there are storm clouds. We know when there's a crisis happening, and it's happening in America. And one of the major signs, Lord, is churches across America that are closing their doors. And we pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for these people and this small congregation of the church that Larry Martin and I were going to go to before the doors were shut in Comanche. And we pray for this group of people that have been without a pastor in Jesus' name. And we ask, Lord, that you help them in this church, in this little town that Larry Martin and I, Dr. Larry Martin and I grew up in, Grace Community Worship Center, 401 Patterson Avenue. We just pray for this group of people. They've shut the doors on the church, and kind of an awkward time when we were about to go there and do the Comanche call, a couple of nights of revival and calling people to get started and restarted. And would you pray right now? In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray for Grace Community Worship Center, that you'll send somebody to pastor that church, to reopen the doors of that congregation and lead that church in that small town of Comanche, Oklahoma, where I grew up as a boy and heard the message and knelt at the altar there many times. Larry Martin grew up in that church, in that one building. And so even though the meeting has been canceled, Lord, we pray for that church. And we pray for other churches across America, particularly in small towns. I pastored in Oklahoma City for several years, but before that, I pastored in small towns, Holiday, Texas, Rush Springs, Oklahoma, small places. I did some big things, I thought. I grew from 25 to 27 in Holladay, Texas in 2 years. But the next town, little town, 1,400 people, Rush Springs, we had a mighty awakening there in 6.5 years. Incredible stuff. So what am I doing? I'm praying. I'm praying for small town churches. I'm praying for pastors that may be struggling. I pray for you right now. In fact, I'm gonna get real radical, and I'm gonna pray in the Spirit. I'm gonna pray in a prayer language. If you don't have a prayer language, you can have one. If you don't speak in tongues, then you can just listen to me pray, because I'm gonna pray in the Spirit right now, because I sense the Holy Ghost coming upon me to pray for churches, particularly in small towns all across America. Brikute. I pray for the congregations across America that the doors on their of their church have been closed, been shut. The utilities have been cut off, as the church in Comanche, it's happened to them. Lord, it's a wake-up call for me. It's a wake-up call for me, and I want to do whatever I can. I want to do whatever I can in Jesus' name to encourage small-town America. Lord, I know we have big cities where people, hundreds of thousands or millions of people live, but I grew up in small town America, and I pray in Jesus' name for these churches in small town America. I pray, Lord, for the churches that are still open, but they're struggling. I ask God that you send your Holy Ghost power to minister to them. I pray, Lord, that church members will be loyal to their pastors. They will encourage their pastors. They will let their pastors know that they're praying for them, and they are thankful that they are giving their lives and their times to that congregation. I pray for pastors that are bivocational, and many of them have a full-time job and still pastor the church, because the congregation is not financially able to support a pastor full-time. And Lord, I understand that. I remember the day when my dad moved to a little town called Temple, Oklahoma, and the church was padlocked, and the Johnson grass was about 6 feet high. And there was a little parsonage next door that my dad had to fumigate. We moved into that. My mother was willing to do it. I was starting in the seventh grade, and we didn't even have indoor plumbing, and I was not way back in the dark ages, but I remember that so well. My dad cut down the Johnson grass and cut the lock off of the door, and we began to have church. And for 6 months, we met Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night with the same people, my mom, my dad, myself, brother and sister Broach and sister Jewel, every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. And my dad would not give up, because he knew that he was called to open that little church and to pastor there for 6 months with six people. 6 months with six people. And we did it. And then suddenly everything began to break and people began to come, and we had revival. But I look back at my dad as faithful, and he went and took the padlock off of the door. In other words, he opened the doors. I declare in Jesus' name that church buildings that are closed all over America will be opened again. Will be opened again. They'll not be turned into a pizza restaurant or in some other bed and breakfast. Will not happen. In Jesus' name, that the prayers that have been prayed in those churches, Que brise cu talabrote, te brise mete shikobotori I te rondo oboto, will open again. And I pray, Lord, that there will be young men and young women that will be called to preach and called to pastor. Maybe a teenage person will go open a church and be the pastor. Can that happen? And my answer is yes. Radically speaking, yes. Yes. Or maybe a teenage young lady would go and pastor a church. Can that happen? And my response is, radically speaking, yes. Yes. So I declare in Jesus' name, that we are going to see the most radical move of God, the most radical move of the Holy Ghost in days to come that we've ever known, that we've ever seen. I believe that America is going to rise again, but it's not going to rise in a way that we think it's going to happen. There's going to be ministry, revival, spiritual awakening that begins in the streets of our nation. It may start on your street. I believe it's already started, but it may increase on your street. And you say, we've got more people in our room that we can handle. And is there a church that we can open up? Is there a church that we can open the doors and turn the utilities back on? In Jesus' name. So I just give the call. I give the call for pastors and shepherds and preachers in the name of Jesus. And that you will attend a church where the pastor knows your name. Every congregation needs a shepherd in Jesus' name that preaches on Sunday morning and whatever of the nights they want to preach. One church has started having midnight church. And they care for the sheep and they know the names of the sheep. And they're preaching the word. They're preaching out of the Bible. They're calling righteousness, righteousness. And they're calling unrighteousness, unrighteousness. And they're telling the people the difference between righteousness and unrighteousness, godliness and ungodliness, holiness and impurity. We need revival in America, ladies and gentlemen. We need the church to repent. We need Christians to repent, turn from their wicked ways. If my people, which are called by my name, will repent, turn from their wicked ways, seek his face, then we know the Lord's going to hear from heaven and send revival to our land, heal our land. We need healing in Jesus' name. And so many people today, they are so turned inward to themselves, and it's all about them. I want to be happy. So women are leaving their husbands because they're unhappy, just simply because they're unhappy. And men are leaving their wives because they're not happy, not regarding anything else. Wake up, America. Wake up in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I pray for you today that's listening to BPN Radio. I pray the will of God be done in your life. The will of God be done. I'm in the ministry today because I came to a place of unfulfillment. And I said, Lord, what can you do for me? And the Lord said, give me the first hour of your day. I'll change your life forever. And so I did the next morning. I set the alarm clock for 2:00 and started giving God the first hour of my day. 49 years later now, I'm still praying, still seeking God, still calling upon him. And if you will give God the first part of your day in prayer, he'll begin to speak to you and talk to you. And if you husbands and wives will pray together, Gene and I, we've been together now 54 years, but we pray together. We pray in our living room. We pray in our prayer room. We take prayer walks. And so it's not scriptural, but the family that prays together stays together. Can't find that in the Bible, but we know that that is true. And so I pray not only for you as individuals, but I pray for your family in Jesus' name, that you will be a family of prayer. And then last of all, you get your kids together and you and your kids, y'all pray together and you pray for them individually before they go to bed, lay hands on them if they're small children, but have morning prayer. And just say, we're gonna pray together now. We're all going to pray together. And God's going to change the situation. He'll change the dynamics. He'll change the atmosphere. He'll bring peace to your home and your family. So I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name, the will of God be done in you. The will of God be done in you and your wife, you and your husband. The will of God be done in you parents and your children. The will of God be done in you single adults. You don't have a husband or wife, but you're believing. Some of you believing for one. a godly husband or wife, I pray for you right now. Pray the will of God be done. And my time has run out. I'm so thankful that you've been listening here on this Lord's Day, on this first day of June. I've gone radical now, and I'm on 24 hours a day. This broadcast is replayed 24 hours every day, starting at midnight. So tell your friends. So thankful to have you listening in. I'll be back tomorrow at the same time, or any time, as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.